Hey guys, it's Nandita, and I'm going to teach you about virtual school. But before that, I just want to give a big shout out to my sister Navya. She created her own podcast. The name of the podcast is called Perfectly Productive, and it's been going everywhere, and I'm so happy for her, so please listen to it. Anyway, let's talk about virtual school. So some people, they love virtual school, but some people, they hate it. Well, not hate, but don't like it. So that's why I'm like, why do you have to open schools? Because so many people are getting sick from it, and some people are handling it well, and some people are not. That's why it's not good to do in-person school. Virtual is better, like nobody gets sick and they all have fun. And you know, I'm sure this COVID will go one day. It will be just like the flu. So they should definitely not open up schools, but so many schools are opening up, you know? So, yeah, I just can't believe that. So, tomorrow we're going to have our own virtual student come and say, how is virtual school? So, that's pretty exciting. I can't wait for that day. And then we're probably going to have a virtual parent come in and say how it's as well and how their kid is well. So, yeah, we're going to do that. That's super, super exciting for all my listeners. So, have you ever wanted to send your child in person, but then you immediately change your mind? Yeah, my mom has also had that. I am 6 years old. And I've asked my mom several times, can I please go in person? Can I please go in person? But she keeps on saying no. And that's why we are actually moving to a new house. Actually, we don't know yet because the inspection, we don't know if it will fall through or if it will go well. Anyway. So yeah, I'm gonna go in person then, which I'm really excited because I really hope my mom doesn't change her mind because I've just not liked virtual school at all. Because you don't get to do any of the fun stuff that you used to do in person, but you know, it's worth it because I haven't gotten sick. I get to see my sister. Actually, my sister is the one who posted Perfectly Productive. And, you know, I'm just so proud of her. I mostly learned everything from her. And, yeah, it's been an exciting few months because, you know, it's been really fun. We've went out on the weekends a lot because we're like, oh, my God, Mom, this is the only week we get to go out. You have to take us out. We keep on saying that. So we go out for a lot of places. And then we also got a new dining table and we got a new study table, which I'm sitting on right now. It's brown and like a creamy white, which I love. So yeah, we're doing that. And you know, it's been a good few weeks. I always try to be positive about what I have because I don't want to be negative because you just get sad when you're negative. And you know, my mom keeps me having fun. And yeah, it's been really nice. So you can always make a podcast. It's super easy. Just go to Anchor and you can set up your account. You can make a new you can make a new podcast, and your podcast will go to a lot of different apps. It will go to Apple Podcasts. It will go to Google Podcasts, so anybody can listen, and it will also show your listeners where you're going. So I have a month at that in India, Bangalore. So amantatas are like grandpas and grandmas, but we just call them because that's how we do it in India. You may call them grandpa or grandma, but you know, that's also good. And I love them so much, but it's really, I don't like it because we don't get to see them because they live really far. They live all the way in Bangalore, and we can't get on a plane right now because it's not safe. So yeah, I really miss them. But you know, I always try to be positive, like I said. I just love being positive. It just helps me get happy. And I think about good stuff. And yeah. Really, that's all. And on the weekends, like I said, we have super, super, super fun. Like, we go out everywhere. So basically, one day we forgot hand sanitizer before we were going to eat our food. So I came up with this new idea, the travel bag. So basically, I got a rose gold bag when we went to London. So I was thinking, what if I use that as a travel bag? And I put some hand sanitizer, some lip balm, and some snacks in there. So basically, my mom thinks that's a big help right now. I'm so happy. I love helping out the family, but sometimes when I try to help out, I do something wrong, and I just make it a bigger mess. So yeah, I try to help out in good ways, and I don't try to make it a bigger mess because I've learned from lessons like that. Once, when my grandma and grandpa were here, like I think in 2019, I spilled my water all over, but at least it's not the new table. We got the new table like 5 weeks ago, six actually. Yeah, and I've been keeping myself occupied with drawing, doing arts crafts. So these are all things that you can do. Like, you can do drawing, art crafts. That's a lot of good things that you can do. So yeah, and also, oh my God, I got way off topic about talking about myself and about virtual school. I didn't even realize that. I guess that's really fun to talk about yourself. It is. For me, it is. I'm usually a shy person. I don't really talk in front of people. But, you know, it doesn't get me really shy if someone hears my recording or if they see my work, because they're not seeing me when they're seeing a recording or something. So yeah, that's why I love making podcasts. You don't have to show your face, you can just talk, and you can really design it into anything. So yeah, that's all. Wow, I can't believe I just talked so much about myself and not even about virtual school. Well, it's really fun to talk about yourself, except for me, it's super, super, super fun. Anyway, let's rewind that and let's talk about virtual school now. So really, in virtual school, it's really hard to navigate all those paths because, you know, they're so big. And, you know, a lot of children do not have the ability to do that. So they're going into school. But, you know, that I understand because, you have to have a child go into school if they're struggling. So that I completely understand. But what I don't understand is kids are going back to school and they don't even need help. Like this boy, James, in my class, I'm in first grade right now. So basically, he is the son of Miss Osmark, somebody at the school who works. She has a really important job, but you know, he does super well. I don't know why they're sending him into school. Anyway, at least we're on track now, and we're talking about virtual school. Now, in your podcast, you can make a lot of different stuff. Like, you can do virtual school. You can basically do anything. Yeah. You can basically do anything in Anchor. Anchor is one of the best podcasting app. I know I've already said this like 100 times, but to me, when I say it over and over again, it's not because I forget stuff that I said. It's because it's important. And as much as I can, I try to make apps bigger by doing podcasts on them and saying how great they are. And my dad also does that. He tries to make companies bigger and how to get more customers. So yeah, that's all. And I know that this episode in the podcast was only 10 minutes long, but I have to run right now. So I will see y'all tomorrow and be ready for the special student guest. Okay, bye everyone.